Realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks. It's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
I pray you watch over the young men like Jack Gagan that I lead into battle. You use me as your instrument in this awful hell of war to watch over them. Especially if there are men like this one beside me deserving of a future in your blessing and goodwill. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, and one more thing, dear Lord, about our enemies. Ignore their heathen prayers and help us blow those little bastards straight to hell. Amen again.
What? Sorry, I love that liner. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. That was from We Were Soldiers, Mel Gibson. How are you today? Are you feeling good? I'm feeling good.
I'm okay, but I feel a little more divisive now.
Divisive? Really?
Yeah.
Explain. Explain, Lucy.
I think that liner was divisive.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was hateful. It was bully.
Hateful.
Bully speech.
Yeah.
You know, somebody referred to Twitter as the adult bully site. They should just call it bully.com, because that's really what it is. Isn't it?
I mean, yeah, in a way.
Like, Facebook's a little more sharing of all your personal details, but I think Twitter is just a little bit more of like a bully site. You just go there to bully. Like,
well, it's for the weak-minded who like to be bullied, you know, because they can't really bully online. You know,
it's pretty hard to do.
That's
true. That's true. Well, we certainly have a lot to talk about today. And I do mean a lot. So I just wanted to make sure and say this at least. Look, I know everyone was threatened with a $10,000 fine. And I know everybody was threatened with their business closing. And this is why they said they had to say to people to come in with a mask and everything else. I just want everybody to know that looking back, no one has been served that fine. It's all smoke and mirrors. At the end of the day, they know they can't do that. So you as a business owner know that they cannot do that, right? There's even OSHA will call you and reluctantly say to you, well, all you have to do is say, just tell your employees to wear the mask. You just have to tell me that and I'm going away. I'm not doing a thing. They know they can't do anything to you. So don't be worried about that anymore. Take the sign off your door. You don't need to have it on your door. There's no reason. You're not going to face a penalty. You'll get a phone call. You just won't face any penalty.
You might not even get a phone call.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is very simply, you cannot punish one person for the acts of another.
Yep.
If they tell their employees wear a mask and they don't, you can't punish the employer because the employees refused.
It's so true. That's so true. And I also want to say this, too, because I talked about this on the air and I addressed this. I think it was it Tuesday? Yeah, you were here. OK, I addressed it on Tuesday because people were sort of just going nuts over the picture of Instagram of President Nelson of my church doing the vaccine. OK, and I made this point on Facebook yesterday on the show page, too. But I just it like a 20-second thought here. A lot of people, his age group, as you're a physician, you push vaccines, right? This is what a lot of them do. And his era pushed the polio vaccine heavily, and nobody thought two things of it, right? We didn't even find out that half the country was inoculated with a shot that was already, what's the word?
Harmful.
Harmful. And so now we realize that because CDC finally had to admit it. But a lot of people in that generation, he's in his 90s, mid-90s, they don't think twice about a vaccine. So there are a lot of people out there that are in a quandary about it, and they don't know what to do about it. And so they looked at that like, like for him, it was this big decision he made. I doubt it was, actually. I don't know that for sure, but I actually doubt that it was a huge decision. I think it was something like, oh, this is medicine. This is safe. I'm going to do this. Look at me. Okay. So that was okay. And he has every right to do that as a personal decision, because I don't know how much thought he put into it. I'm not quite sure. It probably for him, just knowing his background as a physician, he was probably just fine with taking this. Now, he might not know that it's not a vaccine. I don't know. It's gene therapy. But I just wanted to say that, because sometimes we insert our viewpoints and our feelings and our thoughts on other people when they make their own personal decisions for themselves. And that doesn't mean that we know how those decisions were come to or why. So I want to leave room for that, because I didn't really bring that up the other day, and I really should have. And so I just wanted to say that maybe some people, they don't even think twice about a decision like that. I don't know. If it were me now, knowing what's going on in the world, I'd probably do some more homework, since they're shoving it down our throats so hard. But this is the other thing I wanted to say too. You are not in danger. You're not in mortal danger. You haven't been all year long. You think you've been, because you've been taught to be fearful, but you're not in mortal danger. Look back at the last year. And so look, your body has an immune system. And like Uncle Milty has said many times, your body, with a 99, almost 0.9% chance of just doing what it normally does without even a Tylenol, your chances of side effects are far less. I mean, far more with the shot, the gene therapy shot. So this shouldn't even be a 30-second ponder. What? You're not in mortal danger. You're fine. You're fine. You're not. Why even contemplate it? Why pony yourself up for it? So I just wanted to say that, because you don't need it. You don't need it. There's no, you're just, I don't know, going with what the media is telling. I don't know. You think you need it, but you don't. There's no reason. There's no reason. You didn't need it 6 months ago or 9 months ago.
Well, unless a 99.9% chance of survival isn't enough for you.
Maybe you want the 100. Yeah. They think.
It doesn't make it 100 if you take the vaccine.
No, because it has no COVID in it. So anyway, so there's really, if you're not in mortal danger, why would you sign up to be part of a human experiment trial? What? Would you go to a laboratory today, and if they wanted to give you some asinine shot that they said they've been working on for a few months, would you pony yourself up for this? As a person who's fighting stuff, I wouldn't even do it as a healthy person.
If I was already terminal and wanted to hurry up and get my wife the life insurance money, I would.
Okay. I can't imagine that this would be something that you'd even contemplate doing. You're fine. You're healthy. What are you so afraid of? Ask yourself that. What are you so afraid of? The reason I brought up the point about President Nelson is you might see people in leadership of your churches or your companies take the shot, and then you're supposed to do what they do. And that isn't necessarily, that's a personal decision that they make for themselves.
You know, my buddy and I went to breakfast this morning. We went over to Wagon Wheel. And now they have a great big sign in their window that says simply, "No mask, no service."
Really?
Yeah. Wow. They changed from the government says.
Yeah.
No mask, no service.
Ouch! Wagon Wheel. What are you guys doing?
You literally the furthest you have to walk from the door to your table before you can take your mask off is 10 feet. That's the furthest.
You can't compete with this kind of idiocy.
Well, they're really afraid they're going to have to pay this $10,000 fictitious fine.
Right.
Or that somehow they can get shut down. And that's what a lot of people talk about.
Yeah.
But it may well very be that they're just that afraid of COVID.
Maybe. Mm. Wow. I just can't imagine feeding the fear like that. We've fed ourselves into so much fear. It's not even funny.
They should stick to feeding breakfast.
Maybe. By the way, I won't be speaking. The Enterprise event is being rescheduled, and it'll probably be here in St. George. So I'll let you know the date on that. And then this Saturday night at 7 p.m., Robert Barnes is coming. He actually flew out. He was supposed to come, I think, a month ago, but he flew out to be with President Trump. And advise him. And so he will be speaking at 7 p.m. at Red Lion on Saturday night, courtesy of Citizens for a Constitutional Government. So you might want to check that out because that'll be really good. Also, there's all kinds of new stipulations for COVID travel if you're traveling within America. Now, if you're coming from outside of America, you have to have a COVID negative test. If you are traveling within the states, they have all new, and we'll probably get to that later in the show, but they have all new things there.
So, so if you're traveling into the United States from another country, you have to have a COVID negative test
as of next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that mean at the southern border to with Mexico?
No. If you're coming from the southern border, you just walk right in.
Okay.
It's all good.
Just wanted to verify that before I call my cousin.
They just wave you in like they did at the Capitol. It's like, whoop, you know, you just walk right over. It's like, it's so easy. They might as well just, I even think they offer to carry people over. They do. They think they offer. It's like, piggyback, get on. I will escort you across. You don't need shots. You don't need a nasty COVID test. Oh, no, you just come on over. And by the way, when you come over, we've got lots of welfare to help you. So,
and we'll
you
treat you for your tuberculosis, too.
Oh, and we know you got paid to walk through Mexico, but when you get here, we'll give you the bonus check. That's pretty much how that works. Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about the mayor. I want to talk about Michelle Randall was sworn in as the interim mayor until November. So we'll talk about that and thoughts and feelings about that. I think they interviewed 23 or 25 people that had put in their papers to do that. And Michelle Randall was voted in, which is no surprise because it's the council voting the council. So, of course, they're going to vote council. But
I'm surprised they even put on the show of having the applicants.
Well, I guess you got to figure out who's going to run, you know, early, I guess. So we'll talk about that. And you can give your 2 cents on that. You know, Kamala wore her purple suit yesterday. I wonder if people realize that. It's the color of their color revolution. Remember Hillary? She got up in her purple. That means the color of the takeover, the color of the takeover of America. That's they love their theatrical sort of obvious, I'm wearing the color of the color revolution so everyone can see that because I'm that aligned with it, Kamala. And so, and also in today's show, I'd like to go over the good news. I'd like to go over the positives of the next decade of our lives. I would like to actually nail down what I think is truly positive about what's coming. I think there are things to find, and I think we can find them. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. You're welcome to call up 888-673-1450. Give us your take today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Shows. Make sure you get over to Garage Doors Only. They installed when our garage door broke. Of course, I called Garage Doors Only. I wouldn't even call anyone else. That was the only place I wanted to go because I knew they'd have the best prices. I knew they'd have the best service. And these people are amazing that own and run it. And so I thought, I've got to go there. So I did. And I was so happy I did. The doors are so quiet. They're so amazing. They had them installed in a jiff. I mean, it was just a great experience, and they really are. They're just so good at what they do. Make sure that you go over to Garage Doors Only. You'll love these guys, and they're that good that, I mean, when I used them, I thought, I got to tell everybody about these guys because they are phenomenal. Anyway, Garage Doors Only on Bluff. You will love the experience, and it can change the whole face of your house. I mean, it's just amazing what change that can make. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kate.
Sure, go right ahead.
Yesterday, you made a statement that the Democrats eat their own.
Yes.
I had a different take on that.
Okay. Sure.
My opinion, I've been telling my friends for years that the Republicans eat their own, and the Democrats circle the wagons, which is what we're seeing with Biden and Kamala.
Yeah.
The Democrats are circling the wagons.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it. You know, it is. Evil eats itself. It does, because it runs out of where to go next, and they end up being traitors to each other, and they end up just in an awful state, because that's usually what bad and evil does. I mean,
well, they get
no
over,
way for it to go.
Evil gets overconfident,
mm-hmm.
and they decide they have the complete upper hand long before they really do.
Yes, it's so true. So Michelle Randall. Now, I know Michelle. I think she's a great lady. I really do. She's a nice lady. I've known her for a long time, and she likes the Dixie name. She wants the Dixie name to stay. She did not agree with Pike on the whole Dixie thing.
Good for her.
Now, my only message to Michelle would be this. Look, we have turned St. George into an extremely liberal city with Pike as mayor and with the council on which you've been a part. I haven't seen any votes that haven't been unanimous for Pike to do what he did to this city and leave the city in the wake of a huge budget that we didn't need, upped by millions and millions of dollars, all the businesses that were given money, just you name it, right? Even down to the scooter decision.
And extremely dependent on federal money.
Yes, extremely dependent. They did everything they could to become a metropolitan city. Mm-hmm. And so even spending $250,000 on snow removal, which we're in the desert. We don't actually.
Might snow Saturday.
We don't actually have snow that sticks. Anyway. Yeah, right. And so here's the deal. And here would be my message to Michelle on or off the air, because I know her and I think she really is a nice lady. It was really weird when she made this the council, though, because Pike actually was one of the people behind the taking down of her business. She had an ambulance, Dixie Ambulance Service, and he and Urquhart, that monstrosity, got together, their buddies, their besties, and they got together to actually take her business down. With the arm of using government ties and government favors and everything else to get Gold Cross here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually surprised that she could ever support him because of that fact. I mean, my gosh, you demolish somebody's business and they've had this business forever. So this will be very interesting to see what she does as interim.
Then again, maybe Pike had a very good explanation for her.
I ruined your business.
Yeah,
let me fill you up with excuses. I mean, it was so blatant and evident what they were doing that I don't even think he tried to say otherwise. I mean, it was like he used his position to take down her business, because whatever kickbacks or whatever they got from Gold Cross, I don't know. But
well, that's the last time I try to give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
There you go. There you go. So here is the deal for Michelle. She's the first woman mayor of St. George. To me, the sex of the mayor doesn't mean anything. I don't care whether it's the first anything. It's, can you do the job or not do the job? Are you going to follow the Constitution? Would you lock down the city with absolutely zero cases of any kind of illness whatsoever and lock down parks and golf courses like Pike did? Would you spend $2 million on scooters? Would you make the, what is the service that drives everybody around? What's it called? Transit. The transit. Are you going to put federal money in this? Are you going to go right to the feds for money? Are you going to do the bidding of Governor Cox, who's a total sellout globalist? Are you, you know, all of these questions, because I never saw any kind of response except for unanimous. And it really worries me. That worries me, to tell you the truth.
You know, you threw me off when you said the service that drives everybody around. But because the SunTran buses are always empty. They're not driving anybody around.
No, you're exactly right. But they have poured so much into this.
Oh, well, yeah, it's necessary.
Yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Hi.
So that was a good thought about Michelle Randall. I don't care that she's a woman.
Me neither.
The first woman. I care what she can do, you know.
Right.
She's been on the city council, and I think that that's why she was voted on there, because, oh, this is the time in day to
right
time. It's the times we got to. We got to get a woman in there, you know?
Yes. So. Yes. And I'm sure Pike probably had some influence on that because, oh, I forgot. He's all about unity. They're all about unity. Anyone on the left right now is all about unity and propaganda. You will be, you will have unity and we'll cram it down your throat. That's how unified we'll be. And so I am sure that on his, in his peripheral, it was, if I leave with a woman on, that will make me look even better. I don't know what they're thinking. But I do know this. Michelle's very respected, right? And I've been friends with her for a long time. So, but I have to say, in this position, doing this show, my biggest worry is that nobody ever stood up to Pike. No one. And only on the Dixie issue did I see her come out and actually say something on Facebook about that. And so I just want to make sure that, and my message to her would be, tread very carefully, lower the budget. Because here's the deal, caller. One of the biggest excuses that council has made all along, because I've heard it right from council members, is that they've been doing this way forever. Why would they need to change? This is what the predecessors did. Well, you know what? As mayor and a council, you have the ability to go in and change it. So go in and take, if they had the ability to increase government, you have the ability to decrease government. So decrease your power. And I would have so much respect for anybody as mayor that went in to decrease their own power, right?
Right. And that's what I would like to see from her. Like, but it is kind of scary and it has me worried too that she's, you know, she's been on the council and hasn't, you know, done anything as far as against Pike.
Yes, so. That worries me. Worries me. It does. I have to say that. It does worry me. Thank you so much for your call. It does. And I know a lot of people share in that same viewpoint. It's like, ooh, you know, of course they were going to vote in a council member. Why wouldn't they? They want to, we can't live 2 seconds without a mayor doing what a mayor does, I guess. And we've come under this sort of delusion that we have to be controlled all the time by our government. And so they didn't want to skip a beat. They wanted everything to keep going like it is. Well, at some point you have to stop saying that you're, that I have to just do everything. This is what the county commissioners do too, because I've heard it right from Iverson's mouth, is, well, they did that before us, so we have to just keep doing it. No, buddy. Actually, that's not why people put you in. They put you in to change it, not just keep going along as status quo. You can decrease the huge budget that John Pike increased by the gazillions. You can decrease it. You can get rid of the scooters. You can get rid of all kinds of things that you had no authority to spend money on. You can decrease your power. You can do these things. I promise you, you can do these things if you want to. But don't use it as an excuse. Well, they did it before us. That's what they all do, though. That's what they all did, though. I don't care. Who else is going to change it if you're not, right? So it's pathetic to think for a second that you are bound because somebody did something bad before you to keep doing something bad. So change it. In this year, show us. Change it. Do something landmark. This area is conservative. It's not liberal. Pike pandered to the 10 liberals that are here. You know what? Don't do that. Know your audience. Your audience is conservative. Your audience needs to also be taught the Constitution. So show them that you want to lead out with this brave new way of decreasing your own power. Show us that. And then you know what? We will praise you on this show. We will talk about you morning, noon, and night on this show. I would love to, if you can decrease your power. Because it takes a very, very righteous person, a very brave person, to step into power like George Washington did and say, I do not want to make myself all powerful, even though I have the means to do so. I don't want to do that. That's not the proper role of government. Be a George Washington, not a Joe Biden. That's my plea. That is my plea. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute. Whoa, I am echoing. There you go.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Our city government, I'm pretty darn sure I know what I'm talking about, was at a city council meeting. It is not a mayor does not have a voting position. So Pike is a little tyrant, a little socialist, but he, you can argue Randall's done much more harm to our city. Mm-hmm. Much more harm to our rights than even Pike, because she voted for
she had
all
the voting
those
power.
horrible pieces of freedom-destroying legislation, mostly socialism, transferring taxpayer dollars to individuals and corporations
and businesses,
you know,
SkyWest.
Socialism. Yeah. So you can argue she's done more damage than he has.
I would say, though...
He was a voting member.
Well, I would say, though, that his reign was... it was... so influential that they actually did want to do everything to follow him. And
I won't, I won't agree with that, because he had influence and he took the wrong position on almost everything.
No, on everything.
But
yeah.
He did not have, he's not the one that put those laws
right.
into place.
You're right.
It was the city council. And she was on that council.
And we saw no backbone.
Said, unanimously.
We saw no backbone. I would have liked to have seen even one or two dissenting votes, just one or two. And we never saw that. Well, I never saw it.
Well, let me just look at your words here. No background. Did you talk about Hitler? Well, Hitler had no background when he was killing all those
backbone.
Jews. She was actually doing harm.
Yeah.
She was initiating aggression. So if somebody comes in and rapes your children, you don't say, well, they didn't have any backbone. You say they're violent people.
What I'm talking about, wait. Okay, I have to go to a break. But what I'm saying is backbone to stand up against everyone else in the room that's going a certain way and you go the other way. You have to have some backbone to do that. Anyone in office right now, even our legislature, oh my gosh, hold on to your wallets and your kids. We're in a legislative session. Somebody has to have some backbone to stand up to the status quo, right? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
How to go wrong? I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on. I got a buzz in my brain.
Hi there, welcome back.
Drunk.
Oh, that's a great song. describes the next 4 years at least of our lives. And it described the last 10 decades. I mean, you know, it's been a slow crawl. All right. Make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get your spa and the healing effects of that. You're going to love it. And it's amazing. My kids were in it last night and they had friends over. And it was just so much fun to hear them in the backyard just having fun, because there's a lot of gloom right now. And it was just nice to kind of hear their voices and how much fun they were having. And my nephew had built a deck around it and it made it nice to sit on. And it was just, I don't know, it was just, you had kids putting their feet in it and you had people in it. And it was just awesome. It was just awesome. Just a great night. I really appreciate that. Go over to a Tropical Pool and Spa, and you can either get a swim spa or you can get a bullfrog hot tub. They're the best well-made hot tub on the market. You can't get anything better than Bullfrog. They have the top reputation. So make sure that Tropical is putting that in for you. You'll love them. These guys are so good, too. We were just talking about, you know, the damage that a city council can do, but then the brave things that a city council can do. You have the opportunity to roll it back, the damage that's been done. You have an opportunity to scale it back, but it takes an awful lot. Even George Washington, it wasn't easy. It's never easy from the nature of man to scale back your authority. And Mayor Pike thought he was the daddy of our city, that he had to keep you safe and come and bubble wrap you and hover over you like a mama. And that was never his role. And he loved it. He reveled in it. He took it upon himself to do that. And nobody ever made him that person. And I'm hoping moving forward that we have a great opportunity right now. We'll get to see what Mayor Randall does in the next year before there's an election. So let's see some scaling back of power. I would love to see that. And we will talk about it and celebrate that on the show. I think it'd be amazing. Let's set a precedent in the state. You don't have to go along with Mayor Cox and be buddies. And I don't think Michelle wants to go up the ladder. And it, and if that's the case, please scale it back. Let's show them what a real city looks like when you're following the Constitution. That's my plea and my prayer for this next year. We have a real opportunity here without Pike doing more damage. And I think this is going to be a great year so we can see great things come out of it. We'll take your calls. And gosh, I have the greatest video to play, but I'll save it for the next hour right after Chris Ann Hall, because it's really good. And I want people to understand and listen to that. And on the mayor thing, by the way, you don't have to go in lockstep with what Pike did. Please don't. Okay. Thoughts on that? I know people were coming up with the words on Hail to the Thief. We'll go over that in the last hour. I had a couple of people send me words to Hail to the Thief. It's so funny. And it's so true. But I have to say this, though. Can I just say this real quick?
No.
Thank you. I wrote this on Facebook, and I just wanted to share it with you. Because I had a friend of mine that I grew up with that was totally pro-Biden, and he's a member of my church. And I was so shocked to see him slobber all over the Biden inauguration. Oh, we're finally going to return to a conservative republic. Yeah. I went, I'm sorry, what? are we in the same universe right now? I don't understand. So nothing shocks me more is when I see very good people, smart people that I know, actually get excited about Biden. Because I see all the people weeping for our country in prayer right now. And so I'm like, walk away with such a different thought and feeling? Yeah.
Do you ever feel that maybe you're wrong?
No.
And they're right?
Nope.
Neither do I.
Not even for a split second. And this is why. Because everything that God wants for our lives, they want the exact opposite, Biden and Harris.
Absolutely.
Check this out. These two have literally vowed publicly. They're not hiding it like all the Republicans and the rest of the Democrats. No, they're saying this is what they want to do, is to make sure that they can keep slaughtering babies up until the day they are born.
Yep.
Print more endless money. Take your liberty in the name of safety. We'll steal away your liberty and right to defend you and your family through the ending of the Second Amendment, even though they just put 25,000 troops there to protect them.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy. They want you to believe that we are a racist, hateful nation, despite the fact that we are the biggest melting pot in the world. They want to remove every single statue they can of our history. They want to convince you that there are more than two genders. They admire communist leaders and are backed by the Communist Party themselves. They have committed treason with China. They will increase socialized health care and want universal payments to drag us into poverty. Support propaganda-driven education, mandatory vaccination, want to close our small businesses, the desire to literally end free speech in favor of liked speech, want to literally have no borders, end our country's sovereignty, to end capitalism, to increase spying and tracking, support and benefit of having the bought and sold media to prop them up and cover for them, and have a track record of doing these things in office as senators. It's one thing to watch somebody say, I love the Constitution, and you think they're going to go defend it, and then you're surprised when they don't. It's another to have two people openly and publicly telling you they want to take everything from you. And what do? Yay! Yay! I'm so excited. We are the only people in history that are excited for our own slavery. What in the hell happened to us? Where are we? Oh my gosh. The founding fathers are not only rolling in their graves, they would love to come out and strangle every single one of us.
Yeah.
For what we're doing right now, for the people that are applauding their own slavery. Oh my gosh.
I think it's drugs in the water.
It has to be. It's mind-numbing. I don't even know what to say anymore. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
As you follow up with that, we don't have any power left.
We don't think we do.
We lost it.
Yeah. Well, we lost a lot of it.
We showed our power by the 80 million people in this country that voted for a president.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that away from us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I can think of today as you were talking is we have to leave the Republican Party. Everybody has to leave it. Like, go to their county commission or county assessor's office. Just remove yourself from the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give them any money. Don't mm-hmm. be on their rolls. Mm-hmm. Make it so like there's nobody
yeah.
supporting that party because they did nothing for us. Nothing.
No, and they're still doing nothing today as they sit in session. I'm like, I'm just totally abhorred by
a great, by a great example is I just texted a representative up at the state of Utah, and I said, "What would you do if everybody left the party?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "They're not going to. They're not going to leave." Yeah. That's your representative's attitude. They think that we just that we're never going to go anywhere.
I know because mm-hmm. there's nowhere to go. They think because then we won't have any power. The thing is before the Republican Party, we had other kinds of power and power in other ways, and they're never the only boat. I if we actually formed or just became independent, and a big portion of Utah became independent, that would be a threat to their power. We just
yes.
We don't get that memo, I think. I you know, we just feel like we're going to be the only ones that do it. But there's
more. I'm headed down to the county Monday morning, and I'm taking my... I've never thought about doing this before, but it dawned on me that's the only thing I can do at this point.
We're going to have a mass exodus. Yeah.
It's serious.
Yeah.
Give them nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yep.
No money. Not your... Nothing.
Yeah, and if people are worried that, oh, if we do that, then the Democrats will have all the power, guess what, honey? They do.
They already do. They stole it from you.
They just took Georgia in front of everybody watching. It's a red state, and they invented votes. So that means that they will always say and blame it on, oh, enough Democrats moved there, see? So they already have that power. And so then it will become the uniparty. Let it at least publicly become the uniparty. Enough of this. We Republicans good, Democrats bad. Let's just call it. I mean, it's been dead for a long time. Let's just call it, right? I agree.
Call it out. It's real. Get rid of it.
I agree. Thank you. Really appreciate your call. And I know a lot of people that love the party are like, no, but our power. But if we just get the right guy in, what has that done? They picked Cox. He's a Biden Jr. What? We don't have what we think of as Republicans anymore.
You know, President Trump, hinted at another party,
Patriot Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know that that's a great idea,
mm-hmm.
but I do think that he would destroy the Republican Party by doing that.
Yeah,
I think 75% of the Republican Party would go with the new party,
right?
And all of the independents might.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that could be a good thing to regain something.
Well,
I still think we need to get rid of the party system.
You know how I said we change tactics at this point? The tactics we've used, if this wasn't clear evidence enough this year that
work.
It's not working, that you have to do something different. So let's take a chance and do something different. Don't buy into the same old narrative anymore. It's gone because they just showed their hand. At that Electoral College day, you saw the hands being played. You can't deny it.
Well, what they use is the primary.
Yeah.
If you don't register in one of the parties, you don't get to vote in the primary and select one of the people we're telling you you can select from.
And bolster up our pick.
Uh-huh.
I know, because we're going to put the money behind
it. So
them.
It's absurd. You're really not picking anybody in the primary.
No.
They've already picked them.
They put $8 million behind Cox to make sure he got it. And he even called it Cox Country, just as a slap in the face. He's sick. There's something very wrong with that guy. And I am telling you, I know he smiles and I know he says, love and unity. And I know that he placates and I know that he goes, I love you. When somebody's trying to tell him he's not following the Constitution, he goes, I love you. I love you.
Yeah, but what you're saying means nothing to me.
Yeah, he's Biden Jr. He's Biden and Kamala. If they had a baby, it would be Cox. So all I'm saying is, if that was the Republican Party pick for you, and that's who they all rallied behind, and remember the governor told What's-His-Bucket to drop out of the race. What's his name? To drop out of the race. He told him to drop out of the race so they could put the preferred candidate Cox up. What's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name. Tall. Anyway, he's part of the Republican Party. They told him to drop out. I'm telling you that if that's their pick, they just showed you. We are still in a state of emergency that our legislature, our very Republican conservative legislature, could have stopped at any time since August. And they won't go up against the Republican power, the establishment. Don Ibsen won't even read a bill. State Senator Ibsen won't even read a bill. He is told what to say and how to vote. That's how much power they have. They actually tried to swindle all of you and put through that heavy taxation. Remember? A year ago, 2 years ago, right? They are in so many special sessions. I actually wrote on Facebook today, the Utah legislature's in session or special session or secret session. We don't even know anymore because they've become so secret in what they do to backstab you. That we don't, the illusion is gone now. That's my whole point about now it's a whole new awakening because the illusion's gone. They've already tipped their hand. They've already showed you. So this is the time to make drastic changes. Change tactics. It's not working.
Yeah, but the other way, I mean, I'm kind of interested.
What's that?
February 4th, the Washington County Republican women are giving a presentation called Restoring Faith in Our Election System. How about stand behind the guy screaming, fraud, fraud?
Yeah. Now, isn't that interesting? Restoring faith in the system instead of changing the system.
Right.
That's amazing to me. Really? So basically what they're saying is, can you just be even more blind now? Can you just go with the illusion? Just have faith in the illusion. It's all cool.
Well,
yeah, change tactics. If this year didn't show you anything, I mean, I don't even know much more blatant they can be. They're screaming from the rooftops, we're in a communist takeover, and we're going, can we buy into the illusion still? I really liked it. I felt better. it was nice and cozy. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty. Don't go anywhere.